I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Amanda. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm Amanda.
And I'm Jody, and we love to hate everything.
Yeah, especially the past couple days.
The past couple minutes.
Amanda.
I was about to say Amanda, but I'm like, nope, not going to do it. And it just didn't feel right. Oh, get your hands full over there.
You can make everything funny. woke up. Well, first I got bit by a dog yesterday.
They can be vicious.
Send you a picture immediately.
They can be vicious.
Before cleaning the wound. With blood dripping all down my hand, I decided to text a picture to Jody before
proves dogs can be vicious. Is that a fact?
Well, mostly golden doodles.
False. I refuse to believe it was a doodle. I mean, you could say anything right now.
Your dog has kind of committed cold-blooded murder.
It was a baby bunny and it was asking for it. It had many warnings. There were many close calls that it should have seen. And I tried my best, but yes, she's got a little streak of Aileen Wuornos in her. There, I said it.
Yeah, well, it was a... I was sitting outside yesterday. I was covering someone's break, too. She had 5 minutes left of her break. So this would have happened to her if I hadn't been there.
Took one for the team.
I did.
You took one for the Calgary Flames, Amanda.
I'm wearing my Calgary Flames. Because I couldn't get, like, ready and looking good because of something that happened this morning. But I was sitting outside with all the dogs, and Brimley the doodle, it comes into the yard because she just got there. So Karen was like, Brimley's here, and I was like, Brimley, and Brimley ran over to me, and like this other doodle named Jane Franco, whose brother is Michael Cera.
Bad timing with the Jane Franco.
Yeah, I know.
That must have been right before that whole Me Too thing. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, ouch. She's a little older, but who doesn't even like me? This dog could give two shits about me, but she just fucking ran in and just like attacked Brimley. Just I saw contact with the neck, and she was biting her.
Is it the Kennedy assassination? You saw it in slow motion.
Yes.
You saw the sniper on the hill.
So I ran in and I pulled them apart, and then I immediately went over to Brimley to like do a check over to see if she was bleeding or anything. And then right when I was doing that, Jane Franco got even more pissed and came in and attacked Brimley again, and I went to grab someone's collar, and Jane Franco just fucking attacked my hand. And she, like, got it fucking good.
I think you need to be careful. I mean, you're doxing her right here.
What?
You're doxing Jane Franco.
Honestly, I feel bad for the parents. I truly do. Because that's
what happens then?
To get. Well,
is she out of it?
She allowed to come back. It was such an isolated incident. It was just, I don't know what happened. She was just being a bitch.
I told you, you always send me these photos, and I'm like, oh, that does not look good. And you're like, they're playing.
Well, that's because it's funny when you get a picture of dogs playing and their teeth are bared, because they do look completely vicious.
I don't want any dogs playing with my little Scout Bader Ginsburg that way. I'm just saying.
If she was playing with another dog, there would be moments where they were both baring their teeth. That's like how
they play. No,
no, no, no, no. No, no,
Scout doesn't do that.
But, yeah, no, she got me fucking geed. Mm. I iced it, though, and it went down. But now both of my hands have been bitten by a dog.
Because you stick your fingers out. I always tell you, you better be careful.
This was not because I was sticking my fingers out. This was me breaking up a dog fight. And the injuries to my hand would have been on Brimley's face. So I'm glad I got in there.
Okay. Well, I mean,
it was a dramatic day.
Some amazing news for you, by the way.
What?
This is some hot topics.
Okay.
This is a really, really good one. And we're going to be covering this show on our Patreon. A little show called Seeking Sister Wife.
Oh, my God.
It's coming back in June. Now,
oh God,
I have some information on the couples that are going to be on the show and also the descriptions of the first two episodes. And talk about good. But first, I mean, let's just get the bad news out of the way.
Excuse me. Colton Winder is not going to be on the show, so... Got that going for us.
They decided to step away.
Yeah, they've made a statement. It says, it makes sense to us why we weren't picked back up. So they were not asked back.
That's crazy because they're the only ones that anyone liked.
I know. As we've seen, the show is taking a different path. We wish the other families well, and we're grateful to TLC for the opportunity we had to tell our story. And we'll continue to tell our story on our social media, faithfully, and honestly, without wearing a baseball cap indoors for the entire visit. I added that last part, but...
Yeah, I figured. No. He would never say that.
That was so sad.
Oh, I'll never forget the first shot of... What was her name? Like, Roberta? Is that right?
Oh, no. We're going to talk about Roberta. That's the Merfields.
Oh, okay. Well, but when their potential wife shows up and they started her...
Yeah. At her Tevas. At her Tevas.
Yeah. They aren't even Burks.
Up to the
jean
shorts.
And just do a slow zoom up.
And her backpack and her cap.
And the hair. The thin-ass hair.
I know. Poor girl. All right, so listen. According to Us... I'm sorry, not Us Weekly. Whoa. God, be careful. In Touch Weekly, there's five couples. Only two of them are returning. One of them, obviously, DeBelza DeBall. Garrick and Danielle Merfield.
Yeah.
Well, the pair
Miss
Burt. While the pair is still waiting for Roberta to join them in Colorado after a year without seeing her, per the press release, viewers will have a front row seat to whether the couple is able to make their new family dynamic work. Alongside the Merrifields, Sidian and Tasha Jones are back.
I don't mind them.
Ugh. He was just annoying, but I can't wait to see how... I mean, I don't want to go off on a tangent about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, but he has got to be Team Depp, Sidian.
Oh, because I like... Cara Berry calls him eyeliner, doesn't she?
Oh, probably.
I think she refers to Sidian as eyeliner.
I mean, he's just like the pirate, yeah.
Yeah.
Taking a page out of Danielle and Garrick's book, the pair have looked internationally for the latest addition to their family as the couple are long-distance dating potential Filipino sister wife, Ariel.
All right.
It's like we couldn't find anyone here if our lives depended on it. So we're looking abroad.
Yeah, everyone's always rejecting them.
Remember when you tried to pick up the bartender or the waitress and she was like, yeah, I got tables waiting for me that still need their drinks, so gotta
That's
go.
So sad.
All right, newcomers to the series, Nick, April, and Jennifer Davis, practice a polygamous lifestyle with an interesting twist. While both women consider themselves Nick's wives, Jennifer and April Michael. Are legally married to each other.
Uh-oh!
Lesbians!
So, the girls are together and the man...
Yes, so it says they take Nick's last name to show their solidarity as a family, and the show will document the thruple...
So they are a thruple, I was just going to ask. Okay.
As they grow their family and court a potential third sister wife. Oof.
I feel like a thruple situation is much healthier or has more potential to work out than polygamy.
Well, because the wives are actually getting something out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, everyone's equal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if they're going to invite another third wife to it. that could get dicey, because then that third wife isn't legally married unless she legally marries the husband, and then it's just all going to fall apart.
There's a thruple, Derek Barry, who's a famous Las Vegas Britney Spears impersonator. It's like a perfect impression. She was on Drag Race.
Okay.
Season 8, and then she's in a thruple with some guy, and then a third one that was like, you know on Drag Race where they'll like do a makeover challenge where they'll bring in like people?
Yeah.
And then every drag queen has to like do a makeover on them. On Alaska's season, she had this guy and she made him over, and then she named him Nebraska. And now he's still a drag queen who named Nebraska.
That's a good one.
He's with Derek Barry and a third guy, and they're all together, and I think, I don't know if all of them are drag queens, but it seems like they're happy.
I like that. Hey, whatever floats your boat.
Sure, do it. Get it.
Steve and Brenda Foley are another new addition to the series. The new season 4 couple is ready to jump back into the world of polygamy, but this time with a much younger potential sister wife. I don't know about you, but this one sounds like it's going to be very successful. They're going to last.
You know what I was lamenting last night at like 3 in the morning when I was, you know, in my normal 3 to 6 a.m. mm-hmm. awake time? I was thinking just how we never got the chance to finish out that, what was that? The guy, the tie-dye guy. Adopting adults.
Oh, adults adopting adults.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. That went bye-bye.
Did we ever get an explanation on that, or was it just because that guy was such a piece of shit?
Nah, never a full explanation, but I think A&E probably did their due diligence a little too late, but they did it, and they're like, yeah, this is not good.
Now, are you following the drama?
Wait, what made you think of him, by the way? Was it the name Steve?
Because you
and
said
Brenda?
Like they have like a much younger potential
person.
Oh,
okay, gotcha.
How, like, yeah, that.
Yeah.
Have you been following this drama? And I was thinking about maybe asking you if we would do like an episode on it for maybe TRP or recapping it here. But I also don't know if it's going to be too triggering for both of us of that couple on Unexpected.
Oh, that everyone's talking about?
Yeah, where like the guy is like the biggest fucking domestic abuser.
Yeah, maybe we could do the delivery one. Maybe we could do the episode
where
she delivers.
Yeah, because I've watched clips from that, and it's like he gets kicked out of the hospital.
Yeah. Oh, actually, Charlie's infusion nurse was telling me about that one because she likes reality stuff too. She's like, "Oh, are you watching Unexpected?" So we will have to watch that. I think it's like a 2-episode arc that gets kicked out of the hospital.
Maybe we can watch
that
and see if we want to talk about it because people are talking about it.
Sure.
Okay. Let me. He looks like.
Oh, sorry.
Sideshow Bob. He looks like a male Brittany DeJesus.
How dare you? No, he doesn't.
I swear to God, he does. It's just a fact. It's a sexy baby fact. They look like each other. Look it up.
No, but they don't. He looks like a more busted Max from that show. Panface Max.
He has more facial features than Max, though.
Yeah, that's why I said more busted.
Okay.
Okay, last couple that's going to be coming up. Last but not least, fans will meet Marcus, Taryn, and India Epps. The series will follow the plural family as they attempt to expand their family, but not without experiencing some growing pains, which basically says it's just going to be a disaster written all over it. Now, listen to this. Okay, so the first episode, which premieres June 6th, we haven't even talked about this, but I'm assuming we're covering this on Patreon, right?
I mean,
this is one of our faves. Okay, so it's called Who Doesn't Like Thirds? And this is the description. The Davises and Foleys each navigate their way through the many trials and tribulations of polygamy with the ultimate goal of bringing in a new sister wife. The Merrifields haven't seen Roberta in over a year and have decided to seek a third, which leads to episode 2. The Merrifields court Leah, despite Roberta's disapproval. Are you like edging right now or what?
Yes.
I know.
And I almost feel like Danielle's doing that just for spite. She's like, I'm actually okay with this new one as long as Roberta gets my
I
over.
Know.
He is such a fucking monster.
I know. And then, I mean, I could Here's the rest of the description from the episode, but our hearts are really with Amerfeld here. The Epps eye a longtime friend as a possible wife. Great idea. We could see how well that worked out with Mary and Janelle. The Foleys hope to bring a potential wife, April, into their family. Nick takes Danielle on a solo date to see where she stands with polygamy. And there's a title for episode 3, but no description. But whoa. Roberta is not gonna like a stateside wife. She's number 2.
Oh, no.
Wait, hold on. We haven't even just talked about the possibility that we might see Bert without braces.
Oh, yeah, it's been long enough,
hey? Braceless Bert.
But she'll still have that Leah Messer mouth where, like, that, like, flares out a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah, you have that whole thing with new braces. New,
well,
new straight
teeth.
That's
true, though, right? When people get their braces off, their lips are just used to kind of being out a little, so you can kind of tell they just got braces off.
Dude, what if Bert doesn't have braces, but Leah does? And we find out that Garrick is an even bigger freak than we thought.
I'm the most disappointed that Danielle is still with him.
I know. Well, that's the obvious one.
Because I've been following her ass on Instagram for the past 2 years. And I feel bad for her, too, because she can't post about... Like, they're not allowed to post about each other.
Right.
So, all of that just to find out that they're still fucking together.
And this was her out. If they couldn't make Bert work, she'd be like, well, let's just hang out. Let's wait for Bert and just know what's ever going to happen.
He's probably going to get this new one pregnant.
Well, I mean, they wanted Bert to get pregnant on their basic... I mean, basically, it was their honeymoon, right? Oh, remember when they all slept in the bed together right after Garrick stuck it in the shower? Oh.
Yeah, like...
It was like while she went to go take a shit in the room next door, she came back. Oh, gross. I hate him so much. Oh, I can't wait to talk about it, though. You're not watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, despite me sending you links every day.
But I've worked all weekend, and I can't watch, like, those live things. Like, there's too much happening, and the live chat's just like...
Oh, you don't read the chat? What are you, crazy?
Well, I don't read it, but it's, like, distracting my eyes.
Oh, you close it. You just close it.
You can close it?
You know that X in the upper left-hand corner? Yeah. Oh, I'm listening to it. It got heated this morning.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're still watching the thing with the real-life lawyer?
Yeah, yes. Her name is Emily D. Baker.
Right.
And I am open to watching some other real-life lawyers, people who are
with
experts.
With actual law degrees, you mean?
Yes. Oh, I definitely want someone who has passed the bar to be leading the discussion on either side.
I agree, yeah, for sure.
Because I agree, like, he was a really shitty husband and said horrible things to her, and he would most definitely be the guy who's going to call you fat, probably to your face.
Totally.
But
I would actually be interested to find...
that she's lied under oath on the stand, and so are her witnesses.
Like, proven. Right. I would love to actually get in it, like, watch a lawyer who's on Amber's side. Again, a lawyer.
Oh, well, what I'm watching, she's impartial, but she's like, I mean, the facts are the facts.
Oh, okay.
She's
cool.
Lying, but she's very like, oh, this is good for Heard's team. This is good. This is bad for Johnny's team. This is good.
That's interesting. Okay.
But just factually, there seemed to be more going wrong for her because even their own witnesses are changing their testimony on the stand. So whatever. We'll know by the end of the week. Because
really?
They're going to wrap up their closing testimonies, and then it's just going to be to the jury, so we'll see how long that takes.
I saw I saw something, maybe like a tweet or like a Reddit thread, or I'm not really on Reddit, but like...
It's all the same at this point.
That said, like, this is ridiculous, and these are people's lives, and this isn't for our entertainment. I'm like, well, but they're all... I mean, isn't it... I mean, they're like showing the whole thing live.
No one's going to jail or prison. It's just whether she's going to owe him money.
Sorry.
And whether he owes her money. And the jury can decide that neither of them are deserving of any sort of reimbursement or restitution, whatever you want to call it. So they could both lose. And they both lose money. They've both lost already, spending millions on their legal team. So
that clip,
whatever.
Though, where she's like berating him about how he's a sellout. And then he's like, Aquaman.
Uh-huh.
That's like an insane clip.
Yep.
I was like, shit, she sounds deranged. But also, yeah. I feel like at that point...
Whoops, sorry, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
At that point, like, sometimes... Like, sometimes you get to a fight where you're just, like, you rise out of your body and you're just, uh-huh. like...
They both exhausted each other. It was a horrible, yeah. toxic relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see. Oh, well, actually, that reminds me of the SNL skit, because you were just saying...
Yeah.
You know, like, we're watching it because it's funny.
Yeah.
Because it's fun to watch. Right, exactly. And SNL this week, I don't know if you got a chance to watch it or not. I'm not all the way through. Okay, I just made it halfway through. We got an update. We're big SNL heads, right?
We are. We actually are, though.
Pete, 80, Kate McKinnon, and Kyle Mooney, my favorite, are all leaving. And you said Michael Che is leaving, too?
Mm-hmm.
How come they didn't group him in there? Or did they? And I just haven't seen it.
Or maybe he's finishing it out next year, but he's made an official statement that he's leaving soon.
Why Kyle?
You know what? When I so when Weekend Update came on, I wish, because Pete, first of all, Pete's facial hair really looking great.
Oh, I missed it. I haven't seen that
yet.
I
hope it's for a part in a movie or something.
Oh, because it's like I missed it because he wasn't in SNL for a while, so I haven't seen him actually working on SNL.
But, I mean, his monologue was kind of about that. Like, hey, I...
Oh, did he get one?
Oh, did you not... You haven't watched Weekend Update then?
I'm only halfway through.
Okay, yeah. He has his own.
I just saw Boat Guy, the guy who just bought a boat.
Yeah, I fast forwarded through that
moment. Okay.
Also, a lot of the sketches, like.
I know what you're going to say.
Well, anyway, well, I'll finish out that thought first. That Pete's monologue was about, like, hey, yeah, like, look, I'm proof that literally anyone could be on SNL, like, even the biggest piece of shit. And he's like, and then he does give, like, a very heartfelt, like, thank you to everyone. And he's like, I know I've been, like, really bad to work with, and I keep taking a lot of time off, and I'm still allowed to come back, and it's not fair. Like, he goes into
oh,
that.
Good.
So I
good,
liked
good,
it.
Good.
And he kind of acknowledges Kanye for a second. Like, just okay. to kind of get it out of the way. But I wish that everyone, like, Kate, 80, Kyle, had, like, they all got, like, a returning character that they got to feature, but...
Yeah.
I wish it was... 80 is also on Weekend Update. She did that thing like with Bowen where they're like,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep.
And but because he's like, oh well, 80, here's 80 Bryant. And I for a second I was like, if this is like, what if this is a Michael sketch?
Oh god,
like how great
you just
that
made my heart hurt. That's
I
why
know,
we say
but...
Michael if you're one of those people who doesn't know, because it's
yeah,
just,
she's like a child,
it's just
travel
funny
expert. Yeah. And she is wearing a backpack, so when she says Michael, she's, like, pulling on the backpack straps.
It's like the bar mitzvah boy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another great one, too.
But, yeah, 80. I just, does anyone even like that sketch as much as the two of us, though? Or is that just a specific
It's probably just
obsession.
Us specifically. So what was Kyle's?
Actually, I don't think Kyle did a recurring, but I wish bummer. He'd done the...
He had a his... big Baby Yoda last week, though.
Oh, he did have a big Baby Yoda. I wish he'd done the stand-up, like, the hack comic, like the hack 80s comedian, where
yeah,
he says
a
joke a and
one.
He, like, looks around like, yeah. But he yeah. didn't. And then Kate McKinnon, we have to watch that goddamn alien sketch.
I don't like that one.
I never have.
And I was timing it on my DVR, because I was, towards the end, I just fast-forwarded it. And it was
Me too.
Over 7 minutes long for an opening. Because at first I was like, oh God, but did we fast forward through the opening on accident or something? It was like, nope.
Because it's usually political.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lot quicker. It's not that long. That was a full
Oh, I mean, like,
because
the
sketch.
Opening sketches are usually like some political sketch,
sure,
but,
sure.
Yeah. I liked the send off, though. I thought that was nice. I cried a
little. Oh, at the end, yeah.
But, like, of sweet. All her characters,
she enjoys it, I guess.
Her and 80 had that have a thing like at the end. It's like they're two old lady characters kind of. It's about the sketch is about like, this is the new look of the day. Like in your 60s, long gray ponytails or something. Like that. Just like
okay, gotcha.
Wear long gray ponytails. But I think they could have done
Yeah.
Pulled out some more beloved characters than those. I don't think
that would kind of suck if you've been on the show that many years and you're like, okay, this is it. It's my last season. And then someone else is like, yeah, me too. Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. Yeah. It's like everyone having the same birthday as you. You're like, oh, cool. We all get to share it. Yay.
For sure. But at least they did kind of, and I didn't, I had to watch it on YouTube because, as I said, I think last week, my Sprint has cut off my ability to data roam. So I can't. So
Canada's
I have to watch
had
it on
enough.
Like bootleg YouTube. And they cut off the goodbyes. And I'm like, this is what I wanted to watch the whole episode for.
Bummer.
Is the goodbyes. So you'll have to let me know how those are.
Well, I only have one more bit of news. And I feel like this isn't as spicy as it would have been, let's say, 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Because you and I know we would often frequent Du Mois on Instagram
mm-hmm.
for all the blind items and all the juicy gossip. I kind of tapered off, but I've kind of tapered off from Instagram and Twitter, and now I'm just on TikTok if I got a spare couple minutes.
Sure.
And, okay, so I want to say, I should have pulled up the guy's name, but it's like a reporter with, not the New York Times, but something. He outed, or he figured out, who runs Du Mois.
Oh, okay.
So there was always speculation. Is it one person? Is it more than one person? And then it was kind of a known thing that it was a woman. But it was like, oh, there's no age or whatever. So this guy found out that it is two women named Maggie Kempner, who is a socialite's granddaughter. Don't know.
Okay.
And a woman named Melissa Lavallo. I just wonder, now that their names are out there, is some of the magic gone? Is it going to be as, I don't know, as juicy?
Salacious.
Yeah. Because there
was... now they have to kind of be careful.
Yeah, like there was something to it. Like no one knows who this person really is. No one knows who's running it.
Yeah, and no, I agree.
Like, I don't know, even though I haven't been on it for a while, I don't know if I'm likely to go back and look now. Because I'm like, oh, a socialite's granddaughter? Well, I guess they probably do get some good information, but I don't know. I guess I just don't want to. Uh-oh. Oh, something more important than
my,
Du Mois?
My boss is,
uh-oh.
My, no, my boss is... I asked her about Walter.
Oh,
Walter
gotcha.
Walter has an inflamed asshole, by the way, guys.
Mmm, yummy.
Got to rub some Prep H on that this morning.
Oh, gross. Okay, those people who are like, oh, babies are gross, yucky, they poop in diapers. I think dogs are way grosser.
Yeah, he had my dad fed him the wrong food. He shit all over my shag carpet, full diarrhea.
Oh, God,
and
I
then,
hate this. I hate this.
So I cleaned that up, and then I woke up like 8 hours later, and it was all over my bed as well.
Ew,
so I was sleeping in a diarrhea bed all night.
Hate this. How did he serve him the wrong food, by the way? He just bought the wrong stuff?
Well, no, he's like, oh, I couldn't start. That's probably my fault, because I couldn't find his food last night, so I just gave him something else. I'm like, you didn't think to fucking ask me before you fed my dog something he might be allergic to?
Well, couldn't you just give him, like, some chicken or something?
He could have just told me, hey, couldn't find his food. Can you feed him when you pick him up?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that'd be like you if you brought home a newborn baby. You'd be like, does it want some berries or something? I don't know.
I wouldn't just feed someone's baby something just like
you would
random.
You would pour some milk in a bottle and just feed it that, right?
No. Well,
this
is all a moot point because I would never offer
yes,
to take
you
care
would.
Of
I feel like we've had this conversation. You would just pour cow's milk, like, in a bottle and be like, here, drink it.
I would definitely ask. I would ask you, probably.
Okay, okay. All right.
I would never just do that, because then I know if something gets fucked up, it's my fault.
Listen, I would not have, before I had a dog, I wouldn't have known that dogs can't just, like, eat a different dog food than the one they normally eat. I wouldn't know that. It's an animal. It eats food.
No, I kind of agree with that. I mean, I do have a mild update on something.
Okay.
You're going to love it. You know, Michael, at my work, there's a super dog named Molly.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Well, I happened to be walking
through... Well, explain what a super dog is for those who don't know. who haven't been blessed with this information yet.
Touring group of dogs.
Hold on. You've already lied. You've lied under oath. Objection.
No, they do tour, but they also settle at the Calgary Stampede, like, every year.
Where do they tour? Because when I went to that website, when I went to All Star Dogs or whatever, there was no tour dates. They come out once a year. They hit the dirt in that ring. And they go sit, stand, and then they, like, walk around their owner.
That's not what it is. They do,
all
like,
Canadians lose like, their goddamn shit.
They start the show with, y'all ready for this? And then the dogs will, like, flip in the air, and they'll jump through a hoop and land in their owner's arms. And I'm sobbing. I'm always
like an
sobbing.
Ultimate mashup.
I showed you the YouTube clip. And you were like, not that good.
No, they held up a hula hoop like an inch off the ground, too. And
this
the dogs,
is not true. She's
they didn't
really
even jump through. They just
dogs.
Like walked through it. They didn't even have to change their cadence. They just walked through it. And the
That's
whole audience was like,
true
whoa!
At all. They do like races and shit.
No, at one point, I want to say the owners, they walked
You're
like 10 steps
up.
And then they all turned Slide. Around. And then they all went, come here, and the dogs walked to them. And there's your tricks. Oh, no, one of them,
You're
and
wrong.
This is not exaggerating, they walked, like, there was three boxes, almost like the Olympics. You know, it's like one high, one higher, then, like, down. And they walked up the step and down the step. And that was the trick.
No.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Yes.
Well, anyway. There's a dog that comes to daycare named Molly, and she has this trick where if you hold your like a finger gun to her head and go bang, she'll fall over dead very slowly. About 30% of the time she'll actually do it. But I've always been like super excited and like starstruck by this dog. But yesterday,
did you ever ask her for her autograph?
She got like a potograph.
Uh-huh.
Ah. Yep. I was walking through the boutique right as her dad was picking her up. And he's like, well, I'm here for Molly. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, you're Molly's dad? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, she's a super dog? And he's like, yeah. And then he tells me, yeah, as a puppy, she trained for it. But she never actually made it onto the stage.
Oh, so I was right when I said
so
not that good.
Did it. The gun thing is pretty cool.
No, you sent a video one time of you doing the gun thing, and you had to do it like three times. You're like, well, she's just distracted or whatever. It's just cute. Now you remember? And I was like, not that good. So I was correct.
This guy told me that he was the host of the Super Dogs, and now I'm starstruck by him. And then I asked him, Michael? This is like breaking news for me. Because I said... There's always one dog that's doing, like, a really shitty job, and it's, like, funny, and the audience laughs. Like, all the dogs do well, and then one dog is just kind of roaming around. Mm. And I was like, is that on purpose? And he said, yes, it's all planned.
That's a lie.
I don't know. He said if there's more than one dog that's fucking up, then there's something going
on. So they
on.
Purposely
like,
have
one dog that's doing bad.
That why?
Because it's
Whose
funny.
Idea was that?
Because it's funny. And the audience goes, aww.
Okay, I don't believe that, number one. Number two, I give this guy, actually, he's smarter than I thought he was because he knows just to tell people that. So people are like, in the audience, and next year Stampede, you'll be like, they meant to do that. They planned to do that.
Yeah, that's actually the smartest dog.
He actually knows
there.
How to do it, but they're just telling him not to do it.
Yeah, he's acting.
Mm-hmm, sure. So now whenever you see this guy, do you try to, like, show your best stuff? Do you, like, grapevine when you walk? So he's like, wow. You know what? We got to get Cooch down there. I think she's got some potential. Do you walk backwards, like, holding the leash? Like, see this?
The guy's actually my
type, Do you
pull
a treat out of your sleeve? Possibly You're like, whoa, can. Hey.
Anyway, I thought that was... Cool. I was like, yes.
Oh, that's the whole story.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the story is really that it turns out she was never actually an official super dog. She was just like, she worked with the company, but never made it to the stage.
All right. Super dog. Got that. Guys, go Google Superdog Canada.
Superdog's Calgary Stampede. You're going to see some stuff that's going to knock your socks off.
You're going to laugh your ass off. Because I want to say someone was maybe blowing a bubble and a dog like licked the bubble and it popped and everyone's like, oh my God,
it's cute. I don't think Scout could do that.
Cute, maybe, but not super. Okay. Not super. Not that good.
You want to talk about 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, speaking of people who are not that good. Well, first of all, there was no Kobe and Emily. We got no boobies this week.
But we did get a preview for next week where Emily is still wearing that goddamn off-the-shoulder sweater.
Because she feels so tiny and so cool.
Well, at least go out and get that same sweater in different colors.
Yeah, that's true. Well, sometimes you can't, though, because I have favorite things and I can't find it again.
Yeah, that are not available anymore.
That's such a bummer. Who do you want to start with? Do you have any strong feelings?
My feelings, just first off, are that does this show just want us to hate all men on Earth? Because
yes.
All the men come across as awful. All of them.
In some way, yes. Or right. Unmarriable.
Except for Kobe.
Oh, yes. That's for sure.
Right.
Well, there's always one in the couple that you're like, ugh. Sure. And then you just grow to hate both of them by the reunion. Because you're like, oh, now I see it. You're both pretty awful.
Now, besides Bilal, on a 3-2-1, say who your most hated character was this week.
Are we talking men or all together?
Just in general, whatever.
Is it, hold on.
Yeah.
Is it like a friend of, or are we going main characters?
Anything.
Oh,
I think it's pretty clear.
Jabri's mom?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say Mohammed, but Jabri's mom is there. Okay, well, let's talk about them first. Let's talk about them first.
Who? Jabri?
Miona and Jabri.
Okay, great.
All right. So, well, actually, I mean, we see Jabri and Miona for equal amounts of time, and then Mother Jabri 90% of the time.
Did you notice that Jabri has no money, but he has money to
dye
his hair bright pink?
Yeah. Yep. Sure did.
Everyone online is saying that this is all fake, by the way. And that they've been married for 2 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That they got married in Serbia? Or that they got married here and this was like 2020? I could see them staying together because I think they're both wannabe influencers. They love this,
right?
This I don't know, knockoff limelight sort of thing. They just feel very, not Hot Topic. They just, you know, they're just like off-brand someone.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know how to describe it.
The reason I hope this is fake is because that mom is apparently a therapist and...
Yeah.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, I did see somewhere that they said, well, she's not a psychologist or a social worker. She's a counselor. So I don't know exact distinctions between everything, but the fact that she's giving anyone advice based on her behavior is deeply troubling. Although I will say... based on experience of not necessarily therapists that I've been to and then knew about their personal life, but people that I knew outside of their workplace who were therapists. And then I found out they were therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists. And it's like, oh God. Because from my experience, from that standpoint, they're some of the craziest people.
Yeah. And maybe,
I mean, I told you about one that was a klepto.
Yeah.
That I was on the receiving end of gifts that were stolen. And this
Sarah Snyder and Justine, but just
okay.
Maybe people in this therapy, psychology profession shouldn't put themselves out there on social media. Maybe shouldn't be on TV.
I like that idea.
Yeah. Or like have a podcast that maybe isn't just like, I don't know. I mean, what do you think?
Mm. Yes. Well, I mean, his mom does have some sort of credentials to be giving advice in some way, shape, or form. It may not
okay,
be
but she's not on a show license. About giving advice. She's exploiting whatever the fuck this is. She's on a fucking TLC show.
Yeah.
Do you want your therapist to be on a TLC show? Like on a reality show?
No.
I don't want to know that much about my therapist's life at all.
I mean, she will lose business in some way, for sure. Because she was horrible. So the first of the two horrible interactions that we see with her, and I forget her name, so we're just calling her Mother Jabri.
Mahala,
thank you. She says to Miona immediately when she walks in the room, and I want to say anyone who's had maybe, like, let's just say a family member or, like, an in-law who, like, thinks they're being subtle, but they're not. And you can, like, see right through it. The passive-aggressive, where she's like, oh, Miona, I see you were trying to clean in here or straighten up or something. Oh, okay. So do you want to learn how to wash clothes? Do you want to use the big machine that washes things called a washing machine?
I love how Miona handled this because Miona is being cool as a fucking cucumber. Yep. I would not be able to handle it.
She's
I would
like an Anfisa light.
Room. What?
She's an Anfisa light in a good way. Yeah.
Yeah, like, if this was me, I would just lock myself in my room whenever I was home alone with Mahala, because I wouldn't want to interact with her at all. But she's just like, okay, fine, whatever, I'll deal with this bitch. But when she's,
but she
like,
also
she's
stands
like, oh,
her ground, which I wouldn't do. I would be a complete, like, yeah, okay, oh, okay, oh, yeah. I'm just like,
and then
not
I bitch to Jabri about it later.
Absolutely,
for, like,
as she should.
But she goes, here, this is called a washer. And she's like, oh, this is very, like, compared to my country, we have, like, actual temperatures and stuff.
Right.
And the she's mom's like, oh, well, I feel like ours is actually better because it's just cool, warm, and hot. And Miona's like, no, it's like we have actual temperatures and settings and stuff in my country. This is very basic. I'm like, yeah, get her.
Yeah, Mahal's like, next time on step two, we'll talk about how to put the clothes in and press the buttons. But I'll do it this time because I know it's so scary down here. God. Okay, so she starts putting her stuff in and then she stops her and she's like, whoa, what is this? What's this thing like with armholes on it?
She's had this shit planned out.
Oh, that's a shirt? That's little. I mean, I just worry wearing a shirt like that. But, you know, maybe it could be like a distraction. Like, you know, what you're showing me, I know you're smarter than what your body would show wearing this. And then she says to us, which is such a huge leap, again, for a therapist to be saying, dressing like that shows that there could be a deeper problem. What's the problem, Miss Feminist Therapist?
She's not wearing anything that skanky at all.
It's like she had like pasties or something.
Yeah. Well, her nipples are also.
Oh, I know. She was cut in glass. I know. It was terrible.
I feel like she tweaked them before this scene. She rubbed some ice on them.
That's right where my eyes went.
Now that we're talking. But yo, I know, me too. Now, since we're talking about laundry, it's official that I was right.
I knew you were going to pull this up. I knew you were going to pull this up. That's why earlier when I said step number two, I was going to say sorting, but then I had to change because I knew you were going to go to this.
Well, the votes are in and everyone agrees with me.
No. That's not what the vote was. Who agrees with Amanda?
Well, isn't it, though?
No. Again, objection. This is not... You need to actually say what the question was. It was, what do people do with their laundry? Because was it here? Or, I don't know, on one of our other 15 million podcasts, we were talking about how you do your laundry.
I was talking about how I love Pine Sol, and you said the bleach is better.
Oh, bleach is a way better smell, yeah.
So, Sharita.
Yeah.
One of our...
Yep.
Long-term.
Friend of the pod, yep.
Bays. wrote a poll. And also, by the way, before this happened, Nick sent us a whole audio message saying, I've never bought bleach in my life either, and I just throw all my clothes in too.
It doesn't make it right. It just means you guys have no idea.
In honor of LaundryGate, the three options are, I just throw all my laundry in all willy-nilly.
This is like
separate
feud.
My clothes by color.
Correct.
Or separate by category. What does that mean? Like shirts?
Yeah, bras, like let's say maybe. Socks. Exactly. Like maybe you have, you're going to do like your jerseys. I mean, like it's sports jerseys together. Or your sheets are one thing. Your towels are another. Your washcloths, dish towels.
It's so much easier to just throw it all in there.
Oh my God.
That has ever happened to me doing that.
Okay, no. You have to do darks, lights, whites. You don't have to bleach your whites every time. But you're not going to put your color stuff with your white. You're going to dingy up your whites.
A lot of people don't have a lot of whites, though.
Yeah, it's a small load.
Because I've always wondered why people are complaining about how much laundry they have to do all the time.
And now you're understanding?
Isaac. And now I'm understanding.
It's a never-ending job for Isaac. No, and then you do, like, your towels. And then you do your sheets. You're not going to throw your sheets in with your clothes because your sheets need to be on hot to get them nice and clean and disinfected.
I do my sheets separately. But, well, that's beside. I mean, I have to do all my sheets later because they're fucking...
diarrhea'd over.
Covered in diarrhea. Anyway, let's continue.
Okay, again, I just want to say for the record, I can't help it that the way that I do things and my opinions and thoughts and feelings happen to be the right way, the correct way. I can't help it.
Agree with me.
Again, it doesn't make it right. It's just that you guys haven't learned it the correct way. And I think once you step into the world of having bleach in your home, you're never going to go back. Especially like after you clean the house and you do a little, put some in your toilet and then, you know, you scrub around your toilet. Do you clean your toilets, Amanda?
No, never. Never.
I really hope you're kidding, right?
I clean my toilet like every day.
Okay. Well, after you do a little bleach in the bowl, do your little scrubby around and then let the bleach just kind of like sit in there. And then it's like, oh God, the smell just spread through your house and it smells so clean. It's amazing. And then, you know, you flush and then all the stuff will go down.
I'd say the
it.
Same for Pine Sol, but anyway, let's get past it.
What are you cleaning with Pine Sol? The floor?
Everything. You can clean anything with Pine Sol.
No, I beg to differ. You're not cleaning it then. Then you're just kind of like polishing it a little bit.
It smells so funny.
That's not cleaning it. I
Me
don't
and Karen
like this
are getting
at all.
Off on the Pine Sol yesterday at work.
That's not cleaning it. Nope.
Okay, well, you're just wrong, and you're too. You're,
I can't focus now. I'm going OCD.
Down to is that you're bougie,
guys? Yeah. This isn't bougie, okay? You know what? My bleach is probably cheaper than your Pine Sol, so there. All right, here we go. Miona needs to basically dress more modest when Brian is around, when Mahala's husband is around. I know. I have some insecurities, but Mahala's are screaming at this point.
Now,
if you're worried
okay,
that a tube top is going to...
I will say that that's kind of... I see her point. I wouldn't want this girl who's half my age, who's way hotter than me, looking like a snack, strutting around the house all day, because that will make me feel worse about myself. And that's really what the pink elephant, as Cody Brown would say, is in the room here. That... looking at Miona makes Mahala feel worse about herself.
Okay, but hold on a second. She's going to look like a snack, whether she's wearing...
That's true.
Whether she's cutting glass in her crop top, or she's wearing a baggy sweatshirt and leggings.
I know.
Right?
Exactly.
And I don't think she is looking that disrespectful. She's not wearing what she's wearing in the Instagram pictures around the house, with like under boob coming out and stuff like that. And I thought she handled it fine. She was like, okay, I'm going to think about this more, but I hear what you're saying. I understand it.
What was she supposed to say? I think Mahala wanted her to start screaming at her.
Oh, probably.
She went in there to start a fight.
Yeah.
She didn't get the reaction she wanted, I don't think.
Well, then Miona tells Jabri, as anyone's going to, that's her partner. Mahala doesn't go to her husband and say everything that Miona and her right. talks about. Of course she does. So
that
when
bad
Jabri...
was that frozen penne last night?
Oh, yeah, I know.
God,
settle down. So then Jabri sits his mom down.
With pink hair.
With his new hair. Yeah, his new hair. And he's like, yeah, that's not, that like really wasn't cool what you did. And then Mahala is like, well, I don't really understand. Are you making this a bigger deal? Because she didn't seem that offended when I talked to her. She seemed just fine with it. Again, what was she supposed to do in that moment? Do like celebrity death match and get all pissy and throw her clothes all over the place?
Yeah,
what do you want her to do?
She accuses her of being fake.
Yeah.
It's insane. But if she yelled at her, she would have been like, she's off the rails. Jabri,
she seemed fine. So, yeah, was she just being phony to me? She's just telling me something that's not really what she thinks or feels. No, she was
being
respectful.
Polite.
Exactly. Yeah. She's being respectful and polite to you. And she's allowed to talk to her fiance about her thoughts and feelings. And then...
And I feel like Miona probably works really hard to maintain... Well, she also got a surgery, but... She's done a lot to maintain this body. Why is she not allowed? Why does she have to wear sweatpants now?
I don't. Well, in her jeans, she's wearing the mom jeans. She's got like more full coverage jeans than, you know, than probably Mahala. I don't see the problem.
Honestly,
that's the style. And having a 13-year-old going shopping for her, it is so hard right now to find shirts. Ugh. That are normal length. Everything mm-hmm. is cropped when you're that size. It's just the style. And it's freaking impossible to even
that
find
sucks.
Like shorts. I think I was telling you last summer, I was trying to find jean shorts for my kid. And everything is short little cropped things. You can't find anything. And she's not supposed to go buy new clothes because they don't have money. So what would you like her to wear here? She didn't know she was going to be living with you long term, which... is a whole other story. Jabri should have probably been more honest with her from the get-go, but whatever.
Mahala starts gaslighting him now.
I was just going to say this, yeah.
Yeah, just like, well, maybe this is an indication of something else that's going on
yeah.
with Jabri.
She goes, I mean, it kind of sounds like you don't like what Miona is saying and how she's acting. Is that really what it is? That you don't really agree with her or like what she's thinking, that you don't want to move. And he's like, you know what? Maybe you're right. I'm like, you two assholes. She raised this monster and they feed off this weird codependent energy.
Remember in the very first episode this season, we were like,
we liked her.
Oh my God, Jabri's mom is so beautiful. I fucking hate her goddamn face.
I know.
I hate her face. And I don't know... Because she is beautiful, but it's that, I think she's just expressionless, which is threatening to me.
I think it's this...
She doesn't smile or frown, it's just like, nothing. She has a frying pan face, kind of.
It's kind of that weird therapist, like, I've worked on myself, and I have boundaries, and I'm allowed to feel what I feel, and I don't have to... laugh right now when I don't feel like laughing. I can state my opinion, and this is how I feel in my home, and this is where I stand, because boundaries. I don't like her at all.
No. Well, good. I'm glad you're on.
But that's what good manipulators do. At first, they do seem charming.
Yeah.
And then you see the.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Little, the barbs. And she's not thinking far ahead enough to know that Jabri is going to see the conversation that she had with Miona.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because that's another thing that moms like her and loves like her don't fully realize until, you know.
She was also going on about, like, well, how is Miona going to help support your family or whatever? And I am so over all of the parents of getting on about, well, how are they going to support? We know they can't work for 3 fucking months, so yeah. Stop bringing it up. You knew this.
Yep. And he decided to bring her here.
The anxiety that you would have if you moved to another country and you know you can't work for like 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
And having someone constantly reminding you that you're not bringing in any income.
Yeah, and hey, your son chose her. He could be over there too. He could have gone to Serbia or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not her fault that the 90-day process doesn't allow her to work.
Exactly. And, like, the parents are always like, oh, they present it like this person is a huge deadbeat, but they're not allowed legally to fucking work.
Yeah, how about Jabri?
She is actually going to bring in income because she's doing that makeup business, so I have a feeling she's probably going to be doing some under-the-table stuff.
Yeah, maybe. Or how about Jabri working at something that's not his music?
Jody, he's in the Black Serbs. The Black Serbs, Jody.
He probably does spend a lot of time in that studio. In Sioux Falls, or wherever the hell he is.
I wonder if he got the pink hair for, like, a gig.
Oh, God, I hate it. I mean, he just drives me up a wall, but compared to his mom, I'm like, oh, I kind of get this
Andrew
now.
Rannells. Yeah. He looks exactly like, what's his face? The one with the drunk brother.
Oh, let's talk about that. Patrick and Great. Thais and his brother John. John.
Thais.
John. Patrick and Thais.
Patrick,
Thais and his brother John. We know that Thais has landed. They drive home in the stupid Tesla or whatever. I gotta ask you what you think about the little puppy, Theodore.
Oh, well, I mean, what do you think I'm gonna fucking say?
I don't know. I don't know if you like it.
I like all animals.
Okay, well, I didn't know if you were one of those people that didn't like little tiny ones. Like, how big is that thing going to get?
There is a dog named Bastion that's... it was on that video that I sent last night. You can hold it in your palm. Oh. It's the smallest dog I've ever seen. It's, like, smaller than a rat.
I'd be afraid I would accidentally kick it. Like, if they're running around your feet,
I'm always aware of where that dog is. I love how John decided to not make himself scarce in any way for the
I mean, some of this we have to know is production, being like, get in there.
Like, make sure you're here.
That's a big part of it, and he's got to be very easy to manipulate because it seems like he's always under the influence.
Yeah. It was to the point, he's annoying as fuck, and, like, we kind of, dissed on him a lot, but it is, by the end of the episode, I was like, ooh, yikes. It was more of, like, an empathy toward him, because he's obviously going through something.
Right? Yeah, I looked on Reddit, and someone had mentioned on there, they didn't put his last name or whatever, but they were, like, they share a mutual friend on Facebook or something, so somehow she could see his stuff or whatever. He apparently was also engaged up until like last fall or something, and then that fell apart, and she said something like, or this person, he or she had said something like, he would go on Facebook rants and, well, it wasn't good. So it seems like he's a little unhinged. And also, shocking, huge anti-vaxxer, huge Trump supporter, still kind of in
that. That actually does kind of surprise me.
I can kind of see it. Because he just seems very angry and under this delusion that he has been...
collusion.
everyone's after him, you know, the white man from America trying to hold him down all the time.
It kind of seems like Patrick is almost a caregiver role to him.
I think we're seeing that now, that he lives there because John probably has no other place to go.
Yeah, and Patrick's like, I can't let him, he will spiral.
He's going to self-destruct, for sure.
Yeah, and he's already kind of self... I don't mind the beer in the morning thing. Also, I heard on, I think, Reality Cray that people found out that it was actually, the clock said 3 o'clock, so it was, like, not the morning.
Listen, if you drink beer in the morning, maybe you don't have to work that day, and you're just like, whatever... Maybe it's like a lot of Saturday at 10:30. I don't really care. If you can drink all the time, but you can still function taking care of yourself, your family, your job, pay your bills, then whatever. I guess do what you want to do as long as you're not hurting someone else.
But also the fact that by the time he was drinking that beer, he was already very much under the influence.
Again, we have to think though. How long was production there? Like, getting it all set up? Okay, you guys, we're going to get some footage of you in the room, and then you're going to come out. He could have been, like, his third or fourth beer in at that point. Like, oh my God, they've been here for 4 hours. I'm just standing around playing on my PlayStation, waiting for the fuckers to come out of the room.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, if that's all you're doing that day, why not drink a fucking six-pack? Who fucking cares? Or more.
Yeah.
But he was really drunk at mini golf, though. To, like, the point where, like, I felt like if I were him, I would be passed out. Like, he seemed like he wouldn't remember.
I would want to be drunk at that mini golf because he was such a third wheel. And Patrick and Thais are, like, cuddling after they hit a ball. They're like, oh, it's time to cuddle. They're just leaning on each other. Like, can you not? I already feel like an asshole having to do this. Come play mini golf with the happy couple. My God. What do you think about her?
I think that she's beige.
Okay, same.
And I'm kind of a bitch. Like, I don't think she's smart or funny.
I'm getting a bitchy vibe, too.
Because, like, I didn't like that, like, when he started really fucking up, she was, like, being, like...
Like, when he flipped the steak and it landed on the ground. She's like, you can't eat that. Yes, it's his kitchen floor.
That.
He can eat it. I'm not going to eat it, but you can.
They should all eat it, though.
Three people are splitting a steak. Okay, now I want to fucking murder someone.
I didn't catch that.
A small T-bone, and all three of us are supposed to split that.
I thought he was making up steaks for everyone.
There was a single steak in that pan.
Oh,
it was
okay,
one.
Yeah, then it's none of her goddamn business. Although there is a dog in the house. I would say that, like, I would almost trust...
Her dog. And it's, like, a pound and a half.
I would trust dropping something on the floor if, like, there's no animals in the house. But, like, if you drop something on my floor, it's like, you can't fix that.
I'd be like, if he wants to eat it and if Patrick wants to eat it, go ahead.
Yeah, right? but like, at mini golf, I mean, when he started fucking up, like, she was being really just, like...
She was rubbing it in. Well, she did the same thing when he flipped the steak because she's like, ah, ha, 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 oh, look at you. And then she was coughing. When the steak was smoking. Again, he's wasted.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
But I'm like, oh my God. Didn't you live in a busy city? The smog and pollution there are way more than the steak sizzling in the pan.
Yeah, and she just seemed like she moved there already deciding that she hated John.
Yeah. She can't come on that strong. Even if she feels that way, you can't come in that hot.
But it's not. But Patrick's like, I want us to be a family, but it's not going to happen.
Well,
I think John is actually open to that. John seems kind of open
to,
like,
Patrick or John?
But John. I think John is open to welcoming her in. But I think probably over FaceTime, too, like, she's said a lot of really shitty things already. And he's like, I don't like this girl.
Yeah.
And she's mean to you and controlling to you.
Correct. Yeah, I think John's open to it, too. I think Patrick is kind of playing both sides. But they could get along. Just be like, hey, you know, we're going to do our own dinner things.
Yeah.
Are you cool doing your own dinner? Like, if you really have to separate it out. But I think if she were cool to him, he'd be cool with her.
True. But, I mean, John, by the end of the episode, he did seem to me like he probably shouldn't be left to his own devices, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting. But, like, he was really...
No, I think he's easily excitable. But she also, from what we've seen, hasn't given him a chance to show that he's not.
So he's defensive, as anyone would be.
And that kind of guy is not good when they're defensive.
No, not good.
Not at all. All right, we have... Oh, how about some Benny and Ariella?
Yeah, get them over with.
Okay.
I could get rid of them completely. I don't care.
I could get rid of Kara and Guillermo.
Oh, that's the other one for sure.
Okay, Benny. My hope was last week, after her parents went bye-bye, they would both get in the shower off however many airports they have flown through, and 747s, and then get into the clean beds. But alas,
oh, did they not? I didn't even clock that. Ew!
Oh, I did, because her hair was still janky from that braid.
In that braid?
Uh-huh. It wasn't in the braid, but you could see where the braid still was. It was just like she took the braid out, but it was still gross. I don't care. And I have been dead tired before. And I still managed to, like, go in the shower. Go to bed with your hair fucking wet. But get your body just quick, clean shower. Yeah. Jump into bed.
I would compare traveling on a plane the same as, like, going to jail. Like, that's how dirty you are, I feel, after that. Is, like, coming out of jail.
I would say even dirtier.
Yeah. There's more people around. Because you can shower at jail, at least, before you go home.
Yeah. I would say traveling, going on an airplane is, like... giving yourself a sponge bath with someone else's neti pot. Like, it is just sweat and boogers and recycled air and blah. Or even if she was way too tired to do it that night, which is, to me, gross because you're getting into the bed and now you're dirtying all those clean sheets and cross-contaminating. At least maybe, I don't know, get up and take a quick shower before the camera crew shows up. Before you let them into the apartment.
So that no one knows how gross you are.
Yeah. Or just, again, your hair could be wet. You couldn't have looked any worse than you did last night or currently all dirty. Look, gross.
Yeah, agreed.
So anyway, she makes Benny coffee that she knows he's not going to like. And she goes into the room. It just hit me who she looks like. Because I feel like her front two teeth are getting bigger. And the rest of them are, like, receding. She looks like that music special that you and I were going to watch for TRP. And it's a miracle can come true. Night before Christmas.
Miracle needs a hand.
Yeah, that one. With like the little teeth in the front. Or was like that Frosty like the Snowman? Mice? Yeah. Or maybe it was the girl from Frosty the Snowman.
Well, no, it's the same animation, though, I think.
Yeah.
It's probably the same animation.
Yeah.
Theme. Yeah.
But there's two big front teeth. Anyway.
It's called The Night Before Christmas.
Yes.
Is what that special is called.
Her teeth compared to her mouth and her face proportion, they are ginormous. I don't understand.
And then her
this.
Eyes are on the side of her face like a deer.
I know no one can help how they look, but also I don't like her personality, so it doesn't help things. If she was sweet as could be, I'd be like, oh my God. Isn't she just, like, adorable? She's so
but
cute.
This is a couple that I feel like I respect as a couple because they've at least been together for a few years, right? But again, I haven't seen... I've seen maybe a couple episodes and then I fell off.
Okay, well, listen. She goes in there and she's like, so, Vinny, do you like the coffee? I like your coffee. It's not Ethiopian coffee. But I like coffee. So my parents got us this apartment and I know. I told them get us one bedroom, they got us two, and now they want us to pay for it. They just want us to, like, pay for our bills and everything. Yeah, because you're 30-something. And they probably paid for you to be traveling around the world for all the years prior to this. Because remember, mm-hmm. she was married before to that other dude and was living in Argentina?
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
So you're in your second marriage. You have a baby. You decide to settle down with this guy. So, yeah, they're going to expect you to pay your bills. But also, they shouldn't have been funding her lifestyle up until this point. But then Benny starts talking about how he wants to be an MMA fighter when he grows up. Well, cool. I want to be an FBI, I don't know, something when I grow up too. But doesn't mean it's going to happen. And doesn't mean it's going to pay the bills. Like, we got to be realistic here. And she tells him that...
Is MMA like Ultimate Wrestling?
I think it's like that UFC. I don't know. I think it's like the bloody things that people like.
Ultimate Fighting, I mean.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I can't watch that stuff. Because it just...
I dated a guy in college that was an MMA fighter or an Ultimate Wrestler. And he robbed me after I broke up with him.
Oh, cool.
That I had to call my dad and ask him for all my rent money because it was due the next day. And it was like me and all my roommates' money.
This isn't Big Dick Chris, right?
No, I think this guy's name was Scott. I worked with him at a Jewish summer camp.
This is getting better. Okay.
And me and Brad had been broken up for a couple months. But then I got back together with Brad and I broke up with this guy. And then he broke into my house and stole all my rent money and my weed.
Oh. Great camp counselor.
All my roommate's weed. What?
Great camp counselor.
Well, I got him fired, obviously.
Oh, okay, good. Well, good. All that to say, MMA fighting isn't what it's cracked up to be. There's a seedy side to it.
Yeah. Some of these people have some serious issues.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Benny is living in a fantasy land. He's in a la-la world and maybe doesn't totally understand what it's like to pay bills and have a job and have a family and stuff. Should
How old
he?
Is he?
I think he's like late 20s, maybe. Because he was married and he had a son before, remember?
Right.
So part
is he
of
the
is...
one who, like, the woman took the son away and yes. he hasn't seen him? Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So part of it is, like, yeah, he should know better because this is also his second time around. But, Ariella, this is how you met him. You met him calling him across the street because you liked his dreadlocks. And it was like a one-night stand sort of thing. It's exactly how you met him. So you can't expect him to all of a sudden be, like, some Wall Street trader when you knew going into it and you chose to have a baby and get married and do all this stuff with him, that this is what he wanted to do. He wanted to sing Dancy Dancy and dance in the nightclubs and be a big boy when he grows up or whatever. But she's going to show him around the fast pace of Jersey.
Oh, God. I forgot.
In Princeton, New Jersey. And she's going to show him her culture.
And this is just her going, this is like a really rich area. These houses are lonely.
They have like seafood over here. You can get seafood.
You like seafood, right? No, I like seafood.
See, isn't it nice? These houses go for like $1 million. This is like rich people live here. Like even celebrities, they think it's really cool. Let me know. Okay,
but
so
they go to Manhattan too, though, right? And he's like, I want to live here.
Yeah. Like, first of all, maybe you don't have to get an apartment right next door to your parents. Maybe you go live in an area that is a little bit more more affordable then.
Right.
Right?
Well, I'm sure there's parts of New Jersey that...
Because her parents both still work.
Affordable. Huh?
Her parents, both of them are still working. So it's not as if they're going to be providing childcare where she's got to live close.
Yeah, true.
I mean, she's got herself in a tough position because you wanted to come move back here, which means you're going to have to work to pay your bills.
Yeah, it sucks.
I mean, I guess they're just depending on 90 Day Fiancé. She's just as much of an idiot as he is in this situation. So yeah, then they go and they take the train to New York. And okay, this is my notes. He's climbing. Oh God, he's dancing. Oh God, now he's flipping.
He's doing a full. It's showtime.
Oh, you know what that is? He's going.
Do you get that reference?
It's showtime.
Yeah, these, like, because you know how there's like subway buskers,
like Showtime at the Apollo.
No, like on the subway, like a mariachi band will come in. I always get so excited when the mariachis.
Okay,
come in.
I don't know this. Give them money.
People will come in and they'll play like a clarinet or they'll do like a poetry reading
on the train or.
Like, on the subway, yeah, they just go car to car
at
every stop, and then they come in, and then for that one subway stop, they'll play an instrument.
Okay, cool, but I also don't want to be pressured. I'm just trying to get home, and now I got to worry about who I'm tipping.
I mean, when you live there, you just get used to just like not engaging. You're looking down, kind of an unsaid rule that if you are watching and engaging, you should probably give them a dollar.
But this is like already stressing me out.
Honestly, okay. When a mariachi band comes in,
I love a mariachi.
Always my favorite. Like after work, after a long day, they're so happy.
That's my favorite one. I'd be bawling.
But there's one called Showtime that's like a group of, I don't know, 5 to 6 guys that do this shit on the subway.
Nope,
they do flips. They're flipping like cartwheeling all over, and like using the poles, and you have to kind of like move in.
You have to
get away from them because they're taking up so much space. It's impressive and athletic.
No, I have a thing about people who spring out their gymnastic skills in public. It's the exact same thing to me as taking out a guitar and strumming a song. That to me is the same thing. Yay. Oh, cool. I see you did your backflip. Yay. It's very like theater girl. I'm an actress.
I would very much love to like walk you around New York and just like watch your reaction to some of the shit. Because again, you're so bougie. It's very dirty.
It's not
a lot of gross
being
stuff
bougie. It's just like, God, it's just so attention thirsty.
People are desperate for money.
I'm talking about him.
Oh, yes. No, he's just having fun.
Oh, no. He wanted to be discovered doing that little hangy backflip thing that, by the way, not that good. I've seen a minimum of 2,000 kids do that on the monkey bars, okay?
Yeah.
Wasn't that good. I could actually do that. I would be dizzy as fuck when I got to the other side, and I would have vertigo for probably an hour or two afterwards. But I could do it. Like, I know.
And then all next day, your sciatica is just really, like, acting up.
Oh, I would trigger my bursitis, and I'd be like, oh,
yeah.
Nope.
You're icing your whole body the rest of the day, but you did it.
Yeah.
You did the flip.
Just gotta get that disc back in place. No, I'm good. okay. And then they go to a water fountain. And he's never used a water fountain before. He's like, but I drink out of a river. I'm like, well, that was probably cleaner than the water that you're drinking out of that thing. Because how many New Yorkers have, like, shit in that water fountain?
Nobody's shitting in a water fountain, Jody. And also, New York water is, like, famously, like, some of the best water.
Well, great, but not out of a water fountain. I
would never drink out of a water fountain.
Well, that's what
ever.
I'm saying. She was, like, forcing him to do it. And I was like, so you're trying to kill him now. What is going? He just got here, and now you're trying to give him like oral syphilis or something. Do not drink out of that thing. Gross.
What are you looking at over here?
Just around.
You keep like looking over here.
I don't know. Maybe something. I don't know. Now I'm self-conscious. Now I'm just gonna like stare right at you. So what else with that? So basically, they have to get jobs, and he wants to live in New York City, which is hilarious.
Yeah, Manhattan.
What's going unsaid here is that he's wanting to say, why don't we just use our TLC money for rent?
Yeah.
And we can live here until we get jobs. And he obviously does not realize how difficult it's going to be to get a job as a dancy club dancer, whatever it is that he does.
Are you on the TikTok Yeah, well, now you're about to be. But it's the TikTok of, like, people, like, looking, like, here's my 5,000 square foot studio apartment in New York that I paid
$200 for. Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like those.
Those are really
just showing
interesting.
How they've, like, created the space.
Some of them are super cute, but I don't know how they live so minimally.
Because you know, I look back
the stuff
and I'm like,
that accumulates.
Don't... Yeah. I think to myself, I can't believe that I was planning on, like, settling down there. Like, compared to how much better my life is here. Not that living in New York is bad. I look at my life in New York.
But you had a good size apartment there.
Yeah, but I was on Long Island.
Okay. There was one where the girl basically just had a twin bed. The toilet was like in a closet.
I think I saw that
one.
She
could reach from her bed. And then the shower, she had like a suitcase in the shower she had to take out.
Yes!
Because that was also teeny tiny.
Yes, I saw that one. She's like, this is also shower storage. Yeah.
Like, oh,
it was a good space,
God.
Though. I mean, I was impressed with the way. But you can't buy anything. Like, this is it now. This
well,
is my house. I can't bring anything more
things,
into it.
Things like pens, pencils, pieces of paper, your mail. What do you do with that? Because there's literally nowhere to put it. That would drive me crazy. I would have so much garbage, I think. Because immediately, whatever you bring in, you got to toss that right away.
Exactly. Yeah, you can't have any hoarding tendencies whatsoever. Or you're not going to make it.
I don't think I'm a hoarder, but I'm sure I would probably figure out that I was. Okay, Kara and Guillermo, just get off the show.
Out.
Annoying. They meet up with their friends who either need vitamin D or they just need to get outside more than once a year because I was very concerned with the paleness going on with that couple.
Okay.
Like their kid's going to come out see-through if they ever have children. Guillermo talks about his biggest issue with Kara is that she drinks too much. And when she gets to that point, she doesn't want to listen to anything, which, I mean, it's kind of a big problem.
I would really hate if my fiance announced that on TV and to my friends, though. And she was just like, yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
It's just me.
Oh,
I'd be so embarrassed.
Remember that time it was so cute when I threw your clothes out the window and you checked my phone and you like threw my phone at me and then you used the same line with me when you were cheating on me with that girl from Canada. Wasn't that so cute? It's like, it's so us. Yeah.
Kara
cute
sucks.
Stories. These two should not be together.
Is that really all that happened though with them? It's just
yes.
This. They go out with their friends.
They met
their
boring friends.
And their friends are, like, judgmental of them. And I'm like, yeah, it's easy to be judged.
But the producers, that to me is so producer-driven.
Right.
They're, like, go in there and just, like, try
ask
to figure out.
Questions.
Exactly. I just didn't like that they shared a basket of fries between the four of them that went, I mean, untouched. A couple bites.
Well, fries are pretty gross. Unless it's poutine.
I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to fight in front of the kids. We're not going to do this. Taking a breath. I'm cooling down. Okay. Shida and Bilal or...
Yeah. Is that the last one?
Mohammed and Yvette. Let's do Mohammed and Yvette because there was really only one scene.
Okay. I will get the bidet ready. What is a screwdriver?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, well, first of all, it goes without saying that Theron is the biggest victim in this relationship because now he's stuck entertaining the baby. He's up there dancing. He's doing like Dance Dance Revolution to try to keep Mohammed happy in his little bouncy chair over there. And he's just like, Yvette, she answered the door. Boom, done, end of story. The doorbell rings, she goes and answers it.
Right.
Worst chore in the house. I'd rather put away laundry, put away dishes than answer the door.
Well, but she was expecting the person, though.
Even more so. Someone who's going to be coming into the house. I don't want to establish a rapport and a relationship where now I am the go-to person.
Well, but do you trust Mohammed to handle this?
I don't trust Mohammed to do anything.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't let him use my stove. I would unplug the stove before I left every
day. Yeah, again, Theron is the one who's going to be babysitting Mohammed, not the other way around. Okay, well, first of all, I don't understand why Mohammed couldn't get this thing on the toilet.
That's what I've heard from, like, a lot. I read on Reddit a lot, because I actually did go on Reddit last night between 3 and 6 after I watched this, because I was so stirred up about this episode.
Okay.
A lot of people are saying, like, I have this same bidet. It takes...
Yeah, I looked at it. I just went on Amazon to see what exactly this thing is.
Yeah.
Not that hard.
No, it's like, it takes 10 minutes, and apparently, they said, I think they said on Reality Cray Cray, they both have the same one, and it doesn't even require any tools. It just requires that little hand screwdriver that they give you in and out.
Yeah, because then, like, you hook it to the water thing that's already right next to your toilet, like, behind it. He should have been able to figure that out, big manly man. So, so Theron's entertaining the baby. The plumber arrives to put the bidet on the toilet. A job I could never, ever do. Down there, face to face in someone else's toilet, probably with Mohammed's piss all over the ground, because, you know, he doesn't lift that seat up. And then, okay, before we get to why I...
Oh, Mohammed definitely sits down to pee.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Like, he definitely does.
Really?
He's a baby.
Do adult men do that?
I just feel like Mohammed, like, because I don't know. I sit down.
Probably. Yeah. Like, oh, maybe God. He doesn't even touch his own, like, weenie because it's dirty or something.
I've always thought it's insane that men don't wipe. Even just, like, take one single strip of toilet paper and just go, bloop. They just shake it off.
Explain this to me like I'm 5.
Like, what? Men, after they pee...
Do they pee?
They just shake it. Oh, no, they wipe their butts.
Oh, okay.
But I would feel like you should at least take a single, like, square and just go, like, blink.
Why?
Just to wipe, like, the hole so that it's dry.
Oh, is there, like, residual?
Yeah.
Well, you're looking at me like, I should know this. I don't have one. I don't, like, examine. No, I'm not in there.
You've been married 16 years, never seen Dave P.
Ew, no. I don't even want
to
hear it.
You've never watched Dave pee.
No.
Ever. You've never seen him pee.
Gross. No.
Okay.
Ew. Wait, I'm just supposed to, like, just go in there and be like, oh my God, you're going. Hold on. Wait for
me.
No,
but just it happens. Wait for me. You're, like, in the bathroom washing your hands, and he comes in, he has to pee.
Oh, wait a moment. And hopefully he washes his, and then I will go and wash mine. I don't run in there and be like, oh, I missed it. Oh.
No, I've never been excited.
You have to tell me next time. What, do you just, like, barge in there and be like, hey?
No, but just sometimes you're in the bathroom together and then someone has to pee. And you've, I assume, never peed in front of Dave.
Try to think. I don't know. Maybe the door? I've never, like, gone out of my way to do it, so I don't know.
I'm not saying that anyone goes out of their way. I'm just surprised that in 16 years of marriage, you've never witnessed Dave peeing.
No.
And then doing, like, the shake and then...
No, because I hate the sound of, like, men's pee hitting the toilet from so far away.
Yeah, I know.
That just grosses me out. I don't like...
It's a long story.
See? Like, I don't... Like... Okay, anyway. Dave's gonna love hearing that we talked about his piss stream. The plumber arrives. He's putting the bidet on. Oh, I noted she needs to put bleach in her shower. She's gotta bleach that grout. That needs a good scrubbing. Little hot tip for those of you with shower doors. Do you have shower doors?
No, I just have a...
Okay.
I'm not bougie.
It's not bougie. I think, actually, shower curtains are way less maintenance than a shower door because they get, like, soap grime. Get yourself some, you know, whatever cleaning spray you want. I prefer with bleach because it's bougie.
So
and
silly.
Then use a magic eraser, generic ones.
Oh, yeah, I love a magic eraser.
Magic eraser,
all the time.
If you do it on your glass door, it's, like, new. And, like, in the, the track... Good as new. Same thing in your windows. Hopefully that's not just, like, common sense, but it should be, right? Anyway, it really, like, takes the grime off. It's great. And then if you spray you spray like car wash window stuff, like the exterior window stuff. It'll help just bead all the water right off on the inside. But it stinks, so make sure you open your windows. You're looking at me like you want to murder me.
Well, you can also spray oven cleaner.
Wait, what?
On anything.
And it'll help bead things off?
If you spray oven cleaner, like, on, like tile or whatever, it works as bleach. I guess oven cleaner kind of is bleach. I don't know. I mean, you can't, you have to, like, spray it.
You're going
like,
to call me bougie. I've never bought oven cleaner because I have self-cleaning ovens.
Well, that's more bougie.
It's actually not. You actually don't even need to do the self-cleaning oven thing.
I saw my my voice teacher from college a couple of weeks ago on Facebook. This was so funny. She put what?
I said there's easier ways to clean it.
Oh no, my voice teacher put like I think a turkey in her oven and then accidentally hit self clean.
Oh my
god! Like it was over. She's like, well, I have a few more hours, but that's gonna be fun. Like you can't get it open.
Oh, you have to, like, turn it off and it has to cool down. Because it basically just goes, like, 1,000 degrees and just burns everything to shit. I think she was just,
like, people were like, press cancel. And she's like, my oven doesn't have this feature. It just completely locks for safety and the end.
Ooh.
So just go on TikTok.
Go on TikTok. There's so many better oven cleaning solutions than that. How are we here? All right. So Mohammed comes back in and just, like, baby talks. How Yvette should know that she can't be alone with other men and talk to other men.
What are you doing here, Yvette? There's a man. No, you cannot be with him.
Because I'm a man, I tell you.
She's like, well, so I'm just supposed to, like, what, make a list of things that I can and can't do? He's like, yes.
Yeah. You should make a list. He could be a very bad man. And I must protect you. And the guys there like, I can hear you.
Oh, he had to go home and be like, the fucking shit, literal and actual shit that I saw. And he's like, yes, just it. And she's like, okay, cool. Okay, you can go now. Bye-bye. She's so pissed. He's like, okay, just make sure you know what make me comfortable and what not make me comfortable. Okay, babe. Okay, bye-bye. I'm not buying this baby talk shit. He's a monster.
Yeah, I think that's like a put on so that he doesn't seem like a monster.
Yeah, almost like
so that. So he seems innocent.
I don't think Nicole and Azin is quite as diabolical as I think Mohammed might be, but they both have that.
Diabolical?
I'm saying I don't think he's as diabolical as I think Mohammed is, but they both have that little baby talk like,
I don't know. I just.
And they both like to say, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Remember when Azin took $6,000 from Nicole to open a cosmetic store?
Cafe.
Oh, I thought it was a cosmetic store or something.
Oh, well, the shop. The shopping.
God. All right. So Yvette is hopefully opening her eyes to this. He can't pull.
Yeah, I like that she's standing up for herself, though. Uh-huh. And that she's not being like, okay, sorry.
Yeah, and is it next week we're going to see that he goes out to dinner with her friends and they have their boobs out? And they're like, are these making you uncomfortable?
Yeah.
And she makes a good point, which if we didn't say it before, I'm sure we talked about it off air, that he met her or noticed her when she was wearing a bikini in a picture. But now he's like, no, exactly. That's horrible. And by the way, she can't be alone with a man to put a bidet on for your asshole that you couldn't put on yourself. She's doing all of this.
Because you're useless.
Uh-huh. To make you comfortable. But you're saying it's against your religion for her to be around a man. But isn't it also against your religion to be having premarital sex and living with a woman who's not your wife?
Yeah.
Okay, so do as you say, not as you do. I'd be like, you know what? I actually do respect your religion a lot, so you're going to have to go find your own place and live on your own.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Support yourself. I feel like this is always like a plot line where the people come over to America and they're like, well, in my culture, this is not acceptable. Well, but you are kind of an American now.
Yeah. So. And I hate saying that, but it goes.
I hate that too, but like, it's like, but you are here.
And it goes the same way. Like when Nicole went to go with Azin or whatever, it's like, okay, well, you're going to have to dress a certain way or you're going to have to do certain things because you are in their country.
Yeah.
Like not eat chicken fingers and French fries every day because they don't serve that everywhere. Remember that? She's like, I only like things that come in packages. I only eat green beans from cans. That's how they do it in America. And I'm not making that up. They actually had that conversation. Okay, Shida and Bilal. I can confidently say I hate him.
Oh, I think everyone hates him.
But like, hate is a strong word, and I hate him.
But Jodah, he's a jokester.
He's a religious man. He goes to Juma every Friday. His faith is so important to him. Oh my God. This joke that he played on her in the car. His prank, telling her that she has a booger in her nose, and it's green, and it's brown, and it's crusty, and it's disgusting, and she needs to get it out of her nose.
I actually classic thought that was joke, at least a moment of being him being playful and like, okay, well, they have a rapport, I guess. Because
she looks like the type who loves booger jokes.
Yeah, for sure. I felt so bad. The way this man has already broken her so down when she's like a perfect specimen.
Yeah.
Like, he's broken her down so much that the way she...
that's
really hard to watch.
That's a type of joke that's I'm poking fun at you. We're not joking together. I'm making fun of you saying that you have a booger in your nose. It's a different kind of joke. And she...
It's a playful joke. I mean, if it's like a recurring bit that they're both okay with.
Yeah, but it's not.
Well, I don't even know what to say.
I hate this so much. And it's kind of weird because going into this, I thought I wasn't going to like her. He's totally flipped the script here. And she starts joking around, kind of like nudging him. I mean, I don't like the slap to the head thing, but it was not an abusive slap to the head.
No.
It's like high school, grade school flirty.
I feel like I can understand where she's coming from, where like if a guy, especially on camera, was that bitchy to me about it, like, you better change your tone. I might double down and redo it just to show that, like, I'm not your bitch.
Yeah. I mean, Dave wouldn't like it if I smacked him upside the head. But I think she's...
Try it.
No. But that's the thing. Like, I know him well enough. Like, that's not his kind of joke. If it was, like, his arm or something like that. But I think I've told you. Like, he just, like, doesn't, like, a face... head thing.
Oh, that's right. But also, these two don't know each other.
Well, I was going to say, I think she's trying to joke around with him. She's like, oh, he's a Mr. Prankster. Well, I'm going to do this. She's trying to, I guess, give it back to him in some way. And then he says something like, God, how did he say it? He was like, I see you're trying to joke, but I don't joke like that. Or I'm not playing that game. Oh, okay. So... It's all jokes when it's not being done to you. But if you're the center of the joke, then no. And then when they pull up to, I think it was like to pick up his kids or something. First of all, she had no idea that they were even going to pick up his kids, which is crazy. Because that's just part of normal, everyday conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to go to Juma. We're going to swing by, get the kids. Now we'll go. But the fact that he doesn't even... bring her in on the loop just goes to show that he really is like, you are fitting into my life here.
Yeah.
You're an accessory.
He's so abusive.
And he's like, oh yeah. It's all jokes until it gets real serious. And she goes, okay, so apparently he's playful until it comes to him. Absolutely.
He's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. He got really serious. He goes, I feel disrespected and irritated. Oh, okay. So she didn't have any right to feel disrespected or irritated when you lied to her when she got here and played that hilarious joke. And then he's like, I wasn't feeling excited and joyful at Juma, and I wasn't expecting this from her. And I can't even enjoy myself. Again, kind of like how she couldn't enjoy herself because she was feeling excited and joyful when she got here and she wasn't expecting
and
the
you immediately
house
started breaking her down
and the car
from the moment.
Yeah. So then during this entire service, he's ignoring her.
I mean, this is, I think that's one of the most emotionally
unforgivable
things you can do is actively ignore someone, especially yep. like that in public. And she's meeting
knowing
people.
It, yeah. The whole thing started because she said, I'm kind of nervous and anxious about going to this stuff because I'm meeting your family, your friends. I've never been to this. It
your
really
ex-wife.
Is. Yeah, and this is going to be a regular weekly part of our lives, maybe even daily part of our lives. It's just, oh, it's really nerve-wracking. He's like, well, now you know how I felt when I met your people. And she's like, well, it's a little different because you weren't going to be like living there, seeing them every single day. It would be, you know, maybe once or twice a year, but this is like stepping into my new life, diving in. He's like, well, I'm just saying, like, I understand what you're saying because I did the same
he's
thing.
Making that, now he starts mansplaining
uh-huh, how it's the same. And it is different. She is correct that it's different.
Yeah.
So he knew when he was ignoring her that this was exactly what she was nervous about. I'm nervous that I don't know anyone, that I won't know what to do. Yeah, I know your mom, but I don't know them that well. I don't know where I'm sitting. I don't know where I'm going. And knowing how terrified she was, he doubled down on, yeah, ignoring her, turning his back, just going to find people to talk to just to leave her awkwardly standing there by herself. And then on top of that, she still has to then go outside. She can't say anything. She can't act upset. She can't bring anything up to him because she knows she still has to meet his ex-wife. So she's got to play the nice, and she's, oh, nice to meet you. I thought she was lovely to the ex-wife outside.
Yeah, the ex-wife was kind of a bitch, actually.
I was going to say, she was a little cold.
She's like, okay, well, I got to go now, bye.
Yeah, we have, things seeing to do.
Yeah, okay, well, great. Shaya, just watching her stand off to the side, ugh, just looking so uncomfortable. It's just, it's everyone with social anxiety's worst nightmare is going to a party.
Yes.
With
everyone's
one,
had
you know,
this.
One person, and then they leave to go to the bathroom or they leave.
Or it's like
you,
your first day at work. Stuck. You don't know, like, okay, where's everyone eat lunch? Or like, what's going on? Where,
yeah.
You know,
ugh,
where
I felt
are going to be my
so
people?
Bad for her.
It was terrible. So as they're walking to the car afterwards, I think she's telling us at this point, basically, she's expecting a lecture because he's been doing that the entire time she's been here, that he's always talking at her, not with her. And he says under his breath, and I'm sure he's stupid enough and obnoxious enough to think that they weren't going to use this audio. He's like, yeah, we're going to have to talk about what you did earlier. I mean, no, I'm definitely not blowing this out of proportion. We're going to talk about it later. Fuck you, dude. Where do
and
you get the right
to go do something and then she has to sit and wait to have this conversation?
Yeah,
something?
Then like the kids are getting in the car, then they're dropping the kids off, and then he goes and drops her off at home. So she does yoga, and then he goes and drops the kids off, and like
she does yoga.
Cool off.
She does like full body contortion. It's like, yeah. Holy shit, she is my age. And she was like, how the fuck are you doing that?
Yeah, she did like a back
impressive.
Bend for no reason. It
she
was, like,
twisted all the way around in a circle. Like, I was just like, shit.
Yeah,
she's like the real flexible. Deal.
God, do you think they're sleeping together every night? That they're having sex?
God.
Probably, right?
But that's the worst thing is, like, you know you're about to have a fight, but then the person leaves, and now you're just sitting there, like, having horrible diarrhea over this. Like, about, like, just stressing out, like, what's gonna happen?
Yeah, and then he's gone for 2 hours. Because he needs to cool off. He just needs time to think and cool off.
Oh
and
my God, he's such a monster.
So she thinks they're gonna have date night. So she comes down all ready to go, and he's like, I mean, I tell you, I really don't feel like having a date night tonight because how everything went earlier.
After what happened earlier. I can see you're dressed up for date night. But... And then I was thinking about how just annoying it was that he wore that fucking t-shirt that said, be grateful. Remember that? Just
yes.
Gross.
And then he's like, well, I didn't say that we weren't going tonight. I was just saying that I was in the mood for it.
Oh my God.
You fucking bitch. He is such a pissy, whiny little bitch.
Yeah, and he manages to manipulate her into apologizing to
He said, well, I you knew that I didn't like that, and then you did it again, and I told you I don't like that. And you thought I was joking. No, I was going to call an Uber. I just wanted you to know how serious I was. Okay, so when she said I didn't like the joke about the ceiling falling and that you presented yourself in one way and you were another, somehow me feeling disrespected and lied to, that's just a joke. But when I do it, it's not just a joke. It's bigger.
He's just a prankster.
He's a monster.
God, I hope that they don't actually get married. Please,
do you think
God.
That he just doesn't like her? Because he doesn't seem into her.
No, I think he's a terrible person. I want her to, like, go out with the ex-wife and get all the... I want the ex-wife to, like, help her.
Because it just doesn't seem like he likes her.
I don't think he really likes anyone except for himself. I doubt he likes his... I'm sure he treats his kids like this, too.
I think, like, during the process of all this 90-day visa stuff, he just lost interest.
Mm-hmm.
But he just doesn't want to admit it now. I'm sure he's talking to some other people already.
Oh my God, everyone run.
Yeah.
This guy comes up on your Tinder.
Last thing, when she couldn't drink coffee on the couch, she was like sipping it over the kitchen sink.
Oh God, yeah.
And you know he left his coffee there to make a point. Like, oh, I'm leaving mine there, so you should leave yours there too. Probably with what he ordered, like turned out so she knows what she's supposed to order for him next time.
He's like, babe, my house is your house. This is your house, too. Except here's all the rules. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this.
You have to eat over
and
the sink.
And she's like, yeah, because you have that OCD. And he's like, I don't have OCD. Excuse me, sir. You spent the first three episodes bragging about how, like, throwing around the term OCD.
You just sounded like Dee Dee, by the way. Excuse me, sir.
I sound like who?
Dee Dee.
Oh, no!
Excuse me, sir. Oh, boy. Well, what else? I think that's it, right? I think we got all the couples. Well, coming up this week on Patreon, we have Teen Mom 2 Reunions 1 and 2. We're just going to knock those out, right?
Yeah, blast it out.
And then Real Housewives of Beverly Hills weekly recaps. And also Sister Wives Season 2 Episode 7? I believe 7 or 8. And then on Total the Request
Brown
Podcast.
Family decision before they decide to move to Las Vegas.
Oh, boy. It's going to be their final move. Their forever home, right?
Yeah, forever. Mm-hmm.
And then over on Total Request Podcast, where you request the shows and we watch them, we have That 70s Show, Dine and Dash. Neither of us have seen it, so that should be a good one. And then I assigned Y'all... A 1985 ABC after school special entitled No Touch.
Isn't it gonna be good?
Oh, I thought it was No Touch. Don't touch.
Oh, it's
same thing.
Same idea. Same, don't touch me. Don't judge me.
That's right. So stay tuned. Please leave us a 5-star review. That helps us out. Check the show notes for all the easy links. Anything else, Amanda?
Nope.
You're a
me and Nick are recording School Friends Cocktail Hour tonight, so that should be out tonight.
Yay!
Or tomorrow.
Subscribe.
The first two episodes dropped of All Stars 7.
Oh, go subscribe. So much fun listening to you guys. It's great.
It's fun.
The way you guys crank each other up is the best. Oh, okay.
All right then.
No response. No, like, thank you. You're just like, uh-huh. And
it's like, yeah, I know.
Yes, okay. And all right, you guys are adults.
Thanks, guys.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.